Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
If you could remain calm, if you didn't become upset, if you didn't become impatient, if you didn't get angry, if you didn't resent other people, all of your problems would become manageable and 99% would go away. We've got a great program for you today, filled with useful information and a little piano music too. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is You Can Be Born Again. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I received a call from a lady in the Southern California area, and she says that when she heard my program, it was like a message that was especially just for her. And she said that she is becoming frustrated by her impatience. And she says that her parents were impatient, and she would like to find a way to calm down and be less impatient. She can see that there's something wrong with being impatient with other people, but she's impatient, and she would like a way not to be impatient. Well, you know what? That's a very good question. She put it well, and I think you'll agree that she has voiced issues that most of us have, a lot of us don't want to face those issues. Most of us pretend to be calm, pretend to be nice, but underneath, we're impatient. Now, let's take a look at what impatience is. And I can put it in a very simple nutshell based upon the lady's call. She said she grew up in an environment where she couldn't be calm and happy. Well, her parents were impatient. But now look, she's impatient. So she's become like her parents. She's become just like the ones who did her in. Yeah, they're the ones. They started the ball rolling downhill. And since then, it's been getting worse and worse. And as you go through life, you meet one person after another that in some way is like the mom you hated or the dad you hated. They're the same. They have the same impatience, the same hypocrisy, the same undercurrent of violence, the same confusion, the same lack of love everywhere. And when you see them, you can't help but react to them, as if it was your parent right there in front of you. So everywhere you go, there are teachers that are impatient, administrators that are impatient. People everywhere are impatient, and you can't help but judge them for that, can you? But then there are some of us who see our own impatience, and we don't like what we see about ourselves, and we don't want to be impatient, and we're looking for answers. Well, the people who seek for the truth will find it. And the answer is very simple. Here it is. When you were a little child, people were cruel to you in some way or impatient with you. And their impatience is something that you reacted to and reacted to and reacted to. And eventually it got inside you. It was in them on the outside, and then it got in you. And now as an adult, you are impatient. There's something in you that craves to be impatient. And for most people, there's something in them that craves to judge. It craves to be impatient. It craves to judge. And other people have something in them that is violent. Yes, they hold it down. They police it. They suppress it. But it's there. And so a lot of people walk around like suppressed volcanoes. But what is the nature of this impatience? What is this impatience? You know what it is? It's first of all, it's definitely due to a lack of love. It signifies no love.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo. Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
But before you hate and judge the person who is impatient and who has no love, practically none of us has any love, because love comes from God. And if you were close to Him, if you were very, very, very close to Him, then you would have His love in you. And His love in you would then be evident or manifest as patience. You would have patience for other people. But here's the thing, what I was about to say, I almost lost my train of thought. The person who doesn't have love and is impatient, they also have no love for themselves. They have no patience for themselves. So, devoid of love, they have none for themselves. Now, what is this lack of love, this judging of other human beings? Where does that come from? Well, it's obviously not from God. It's definitely not a good thing when you saw it when you were a child. It was awful to see it, wasn't it? But now it's in you, and it is fed. See, other people's wrongs and their lacks and their imperfections, you judge them, and so it feeds that beast in you. That's what it is. It's a beast. That beast is fed with every judgment that you make against other people. And as you judge other people, the more you judge them and resent them, the more the beast grows until it becomes a monster. That may have been what was in your parent. Some parents are monsters. It's frightening to the little children to see that, to see the anger and the viciousness that comes out of their parent. Well, there it is. And how does it get into the parent? It got into them when they responded and reacted to their parent. And their parent, how did it get into them? It got into them from their parent, all the way back to Adam and Eve. So what are you going to do about it? Well, you just see, you have, first of all, you have to see that there's something wrong with this impatience and see that it's in you. Realize that you can't make yourself right. Christ said you can't make one white hair black. But what you can do is you can cry out for answers. Cry out for truth. Cry out for an answer. Realize that you don't have an answer, and then you'll search for the answer. See, people who think they have the answer, then they don't search. People who don't see anything wrong with themselves, then they don't see any need to change. You got it? So if you see something wrong with yourself, then you already have advanced a notch. You're one step closer to the solution. And the solution is what? The solution is to see in God's light. See yourself as you are. See other people. See the world as it is, but without hating other people, without judging them, without reacting to them. Just watch. And you have to just learn how to watch people without hating them, without resenting them. And what helps quite a bit is to get the little meditation that I have. I have a little meditation, a little Christian meditation. And what does it do? It helps you to calm down. God said, "Be still and know that I am God." That's what He said. He said, "Be still." You have to learn how to be still and stand. See, instead of floating away with daydreams and floating away with all the things that go through your mind, instead stand back and just watch them. And instead of reacting to other people, take a mental step back and just watch them. Closer to God's inner light. And from there, you can see things as they are without reacting to them. See, it's so simple. And so seeing things as they are, you wonder about them. And you would like to change, but you know you can't change yourself. You know you can't make yourself better. You've tried. You've tried your self-improvement projects. They never worked. And you know you can't change other people. You've tried. You've tried to manipulate people. It backfired. When you talk to other people about especially about religion. If you lack the power, then all it does is tempt them to have contempt for you, you see? So you're better off remaining silent. You're better off, you know, taking a look at yourself first. Spend some time seeing your own wrong and stop worrying about other people. Stop fretting about other people. Stop trying to change other people. See, you've always thought that if you changed the environment, then you would be okay, but you found it doesn't work because you bring whatever you had in you comes with you. So you could go sit out on a desert island 1,000 miles from anybody and sit there all by yourself on the beach, and before you know it, that thing in you would start to feel impatient and nervous and antsy, and thoughts would rise and worries would rise and everything would rise up and ruin your beautiful day on the beach. So the answer is to find God's light and let his light shine upon things so that your soul can see in his light. And the way to do that is simply to learn how to be still. Be still. And the little meditation that I have, which I give away, listen online or listen on your iPhone. It helps you to get started. See, a lot of people don't know how to get started.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his podcast is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
So now, when we grew up, there was something wrong in the family, something wrong in the neighborhood, something wrong at school. There was something wrong. As a little child, you sensed that there was something wrong. But as time goes by, you became emotional. It started to get to you. See, that's a good way of putting it. When you were a little tiny child, sometimes people were really mean and they yelled at you or they hit you or something and you couldn't understand why. And you cried and cried and cried. But you got over it very quickly. You were resilient if your parents were halfway decent. If your environment was halfway decent, that even though they may have been not gotten it right and they were impatient with you and so on, it wasn't too bad and you got over it. You could have been okay, but something in them was relentless. Relentless in trying to break you, in trying to get to you. So at home, somebody was picking on you, or someone was nagging you, or there was some kind of injustice going on constantly, or there were drama scenes. Then you went to school and there was tease, cruel, unnecessary tease, and then there was bullying, and there was unfairness. And everywhere there were authorities, there were teachers and administrators and principals and assistant teachers and helpers and nurses and doctors, and there were counselors, and there were coaches, and there were all of these authorities. And somehow they presided over this mess was created. Now, on the surface, things looked okay on the surface, but underneath, there was tease and cruelty and meanness, and there was bullying, and there was unfairness, and there was pressure, and there was impatience. There you go. Impatient. Impatient somehow seems to communicate that There's something wrong with you that you have to change, that you're not living up to some standard, that you're not pleasing them. And it tempts you to hate the person who is impatient. But the problem is, when you do, you fall away from your own inner ground of good. And into you comes the environment. There's a bright side and a dark side of the force. And the dark side in the Garden of Eden was on the outside. It was in the foliage, in the serpent. And then it spoke to Adam and Eve. And when Adam responded to the appeal to his ego to be ambitious, the dark side got on the inside. And ever since, it's been on the outside and on the inside. It's on the outside in other people who it got into, and it's on the inside, speaking with a voice. And it's the spirit of pride, the spirit of ambition, the spirit of language that replaces humility, replaces obedience, and replaces what we know in our heart is right, wordlessly. It was from that point on that the whole human race became infected with the nature of the serpent, which is pride, and which is impatience, and which is judgment. In the Bible, it calls the devil the accuser of the brethren. He's always accusing, see? And so we go around, and we have something of his nature in us, don't we? And where did it come from? Well, we inherit part of it from birth, but then most of it comes from probably from your parents. So you got this nature in you. It craves to judge, and it is impatient, and there's no love in it. Oh, but there's pretense, though. So you put on, you did a good job of hiding what was wrong with you. But now you see it. Now you realize that it's actually something from a metaphysical dimension. There's nothing you can do. You need God to help you. You need him to help you. He can deal with it. He can deal with it. And it's very simple. You just learn to stand back, get closer to the inner light, watch people. Instead of resenting them, just watch them.
Where do you find God's kingdom? You find it within. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When you were a little child, you were close to it because God gave you the gift of intuition. All you had to do was go through life and observe things. To find the perfect life, you must find the way to get your guidance from the kingdom of heaven. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Go out in the world, I've always said, just as if you were a tourist. You know, when you're a tourist, you go somewhere and you look and you see all the people and all the things, and it doesn't bother you. It's interesting to see them all, and you wonder about them and you marvel. So just go out in the world and see things, and stop being fixated to people all the time. Look, it's a big world out there. You got trees, you got lakes, you have the blue sky and the stars. And you have flowers, and you have all kinds of, and there's science, and there's mathematics, and physics. There's all these wonderful, wonderful aspects to reality. Learn to stop fixating on other people and certain types of people. You know, if you're a lady and a man comes into the room and you can just spot him as being weak, spot him as being like your dad. See what I mean? But you can't help but fixate on him and resenting him underneath and then feeling guilty for your resentment. So, somebody did a number on you, probably beginning with your parents. So what are you going to do? Well, the main thing you can do is first spend some time learning how to be still. Get the meditation practice. Use it. 3 times a day, morning, noon, and evening. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch, 5 minutes in the evening. Learn to stand back. Be more objective, and then you will calm down. When you are not constantly lost in your thoughts, and when you're not pulled out into everything, then you are naturally calmer. And the more calm you are, the more you can see clearly without being clouded by emotions. And the more you can see clearly, the more you are then will be capable of having understanding. What you need is understanding. You need to see things in God's light. See, He has understanding. He has love. He has patience. He has all of these things. You don't have them. All you have is impatience. See, just like your parents. So the first thing you can see is you're not much different than they are. Either you're impatient and you express it, or you're impatient and you hide it. Either way, you're just like them. So don't hate them anymore. Forgive them. Let it go. See, when they were little children, somebody did something to them. You don't know. You don't know what they've been through. So let it go. And when you see other people, let it go. It's none of your business. It's none of your affair. You don't know the whole story. So just go through life and do what you can. Work, be a mom, be a dad, and have recreation. And what? What? And then wait for little insights. Little insights where you suddenly realize something, or you suddenly see something. And when you see something wrong about yourself, you just see it. There's nothing you can do about it. Just watch it. But the part of you that can stand back and that loves what is true and loves what is right and can stand back and watch something, that is the part of you that you want to grow. And it will grow in God's light. And the part of you that is flawed, the part of you that is wrong, just watch that part of you. See? So that the good, remember it says in the Bible, that good overcomes evil. Overcome evil with good, Paul said. Overcome evil with good. So therefore, stand back and let the good shine through you. Let God's light shine through you and see things as they are. And God's light has a wonderful effect upon everything. See? And you will also see that one of your mistakes has been, of course, judging yourself and hating yourself and being impatient with yourself. So knock that off. Then the other thing you have to see is that you've tried to make yourself right. And all you did was make yourself more self-righteous and more phony. And then other people judged you for that, didn't they? See, just as you judge other people. So everybody, look, the whole world, everybody, we're all damaged. People are all damaged. They're all broken. And some people, see, are able to, through searching and through a love of truth, they begin to come back from their brokenness. What did Christ say? He said, I came into the world. He was there. He was sitting around having dinner with a bunch of tax collectors and prostitutes and, I don't know, thieves. Who knows who was there? Well, other people say, well, look, well, what are you doing with all those types of people? And he said, look, I came into the world to heal. Well, how did he say that? He said it so beautifully, to heal the sick. He said, people who are well don't need a physician. That's what he said. People who are well don't need a physician. See? So these people were broken. They needed Christ, who was called the great physician.
Email Roland now at roland@sheddingshackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
So the solution is to let it all go. Sigh a sigh of relief. Put it into God's hands. Get the little meditation. It's just so simple. Just learn to sit quietly and stand back and watch your thought and be in the present And all of a sudden, you'll hear the birds singing. You'll hear the sound of the wind in the trees. And suddenly the bedlam of your thoughts is temporarily stopped. And you experience reality, even if only for a moment. But then you know it exists. See, you know that there is something good and something true, and there's a dimension. God said the kingdom of heaven is within you and around you. You have to experience it. And the way you do that is to stand back, get out of your thoughts, stop resenting people, stop judging people, stop hating them. So if you see judgment in you, just watch it. If you see resentment in you, just watch it. If you see anger rising, just watch it. And then you'll see the impatience, but you won't be frustrated by your impatience. You'll see the anger, but you won't be angry at your anger. So you see, you take away that extra layer. And then just watch what is wrong with you. Watch until it dissolves away. See, God will hold it in abeyance. He will, whatever's wrong with you, hold it back. You will find then, if you start doing a little meditation, that it will hold back the negativity, and you'll be free of it, free to learn, to discover, to watch, to grow, and to marvel at all the good things that are happening, not because you're making them happening, so you've always tried to make everything happen. All you did was make things worse and got frustrated. Instead, stand back and just wait and then be surprised by the good things that begin to happen, not of your own making. So it's humbling to the ego, but that's what you need. You need to be humbled. You need that pride, that vicious pride in you. And like I said, it's not your fault. You inherited some of it, and some of it came from people around you. So there it is in you. What's wrong is in you is from someone else and something else. Just watch it and allow God to deal with it. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.